Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. We've been examining the life of Ruth and now Boaz. In Ruth chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, it says, "So she lay at his feet until morning, but arose before one could recognize another. And he said, 'Let it not be known that a woman came to the threshing floor.' And he said, 'Bring the garment you are wearing and hold it out.' And she held it, and he measured out 6 measures of barley and put it on her. Then she went into the city." Boaz was concerned for Ruth's reputation, and he made sure that she was up and gone before anyone would recognize her. Boaz and Ruth knew that nothing improper happened that night, yet if others saw her on the floor with him in the morning, rumors would have flown, and they would need to spend much horizontal energy putting in explanations and denials and whatnot. Yet, Boaz did not hide the fact that Ruth was there. He sent her home with much barley as a gift to her and Naomi. There were many people that probably wouldn't understand this relationship and how it developed. There could be many gossip circles and many people talking about Boaz and how he uses his wealth and power to possibly go after young ladies like Ruth, but that's not what was happening. The people that knew what was happening knew that it was the way it should be. We need to be careful not to cast our pearls before swine. There are those who know the truth and can handle it, and there are those who, no matter what the evidence, believe the worst about situations that they observe. Silence is often golden. Yet we so often love to talk about things we don't know anything about. Imagine if somebody got a glimpse of Ruth on the threshing floor that night. Imagine the rumors that could have flown around the city, even before Boaz got into town to make arrangements to make sure that everything was done properly. Ruth and Boaz were very concerned about doing things properly. They also wanted to make sure the perception was correct because they understand how much energy goes into perception. Today, people are very concerned about perception, but they may not be as concerned about actually doing what's right. I think Ruth and Boaz had the proper understanding. They were concerned about doing what's right first, and then they were concerned about perception. They weren't concerned about their perception of doing right. They were concerned about doing right first and then protecting the perception so that it doesn't get out of control. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Thanks for listening.